Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you, as I usually do, from the porch of my little cabin out here behind the house. Here our rooster out here. This rooster decided he wanted to be on radio in about 5 states, so he's come around. I thought he would probably give us a little morning wake-up call. And there he is right on cue. You could not train a rooster to do that if you wanted to, or at least I couldn't. But anyway, let's take a little break from this awesome music here, and I'm going to tell you a little hog hunting story, hog hunting talk. I have two buddies, Daryl Margraf. Daryl is an expert night hunter of hogs. He knows all about thermal and anything to do with night hunting. Thank you, Mr. Rooster. He knows just about everything about night hunting, all kind of different night hunting equipment. Glenn Guest, hog caller, Glenn Guest. If you go to YouTube and check out the Hog Zombies, that's Glenn. He's got some awesome videos. Now, if you've ever doubted the fact that you can call wild hogs, you need to go to this Hog Zombies on YouTube and check this out. They called in 4 boar. Well, I don't know if they are all boar. 1 gigantic boar. And this video that they filmed actually shows Daryl with that hog right almost up on top of him. He shot him at real close range. But hog calling, they use a very state-of-the-art caller that's called the Bullet by Convergent Hunting Solutions. You set this bullet up, and there's apps. And these are not just something that someone tried to mimic wild hogs. These are the sounds from wild hogs, the actual sounds that wild hogs make. And it's an app that you put on your smartphone, and you play it through the Bullet. That's actually the caller that you set up out in front of you. So they made, during the daylight, made the first set, and a gigantic boar come in. I'm going to try to post a picture of Daryl with that boar on this week's High Plains Outdoors. You know, you can go to hppr.org anytime and click on Features and then Outdoors with Luke Clayton. You'll see that. But I want you to look at this big old boar. So what I think you might take away from today's show is the fact that calling hogs works. Now, I'm very, very limited in experience. I've used some mouth-blown calls, very limited success in the past, but it's obvious to me that these calls, like the Bullet and then the app on the phone, these calls are in sync with the caller, the unit, the Bullet. So I'm sure that, you know, we have not scratched the surface on ways that wildlife communicates with each other. I know that for a fact. So something about the pitch, the engineers, whoever the software people that designed all this knew what they were doing. I am anxious to learn on my own the fine art of bringing these hogs, not just boars. Actually, I like to hunt meat hogs more than a great big boar. I'm not real interested in shooting one, but one get up on top of you like he did on Daryl, well, I'd try my best out of self-defense to try to drop him. But that's our topic. If you're a hog hunter, you come to Texas, Oklahoma, or wherever, if they're not there yet, chances are real good you're going to have hogs pretty soon wherever you're listening. And folks over in eastern Colorado, don't think you're exempt either, because it would not surprise me if there are not already some over there, you know. I really don't know. But if you like to hunt the hogs, do a little checking into the art of calling. And I think you'll really enjoy the Hog Zombie on YouTube. There's a lot of Glenn Guest and his wife. They have a lot of videos on there. And truly, you can learn a lot by watching them about calling hogs. Great time with you today. I'm ready to hear some more good music. What do you say? Let's tune back in. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.